Bruchim Habaim, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night's Parsha class. This week's Parsha is Parshas Pinchas. Tonight's date is Yud Ches Tammuz, Tav Shin Pei Aleph, corresponding with the English calendar, June 28, 2021. Let's not forget this coming Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim. We're going to bless the new month, Chodesh Av. We know Mishnichnas Av Memayitim B'Simcha. When we enter the month of Av, we diminish having Simcha, because we are right now in the 3 weeks, the three saddest weeks of the year, and we have to be careful to try to follow the halacha that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. I would like to begin the parasha with the following introduction. We're going to be talking about leadership. It's a subject that I've spoken about already three times in three different shiurim. We talked about Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon a Kohen in several years already. I've been speaking about him, bringing out his greatness, bringing out his awesome power of cutting through the thick fog of doubt and uncertainty, and was able to see the life of what was happening to the Jewish people with clarity. He, because of his midas of Kiddush Hashem, working on Kiddush Hashem, was able to pinpoint the averis of Zimri ben Salu and Kozri Basur and reacted objectively. As a result, he became a leader because of his midas. We are going to talk about this parasha of not Pinchas, but talking about Yehoshua ben Nun. Yehoshua ben Nun was chosen by Hashem to become the leader of the Jewish people. Let us now refer to the Chumash in Perek Chav Zayin, Perek Pasuk Tezvav, and let's read a few psukim to get a clear picture of what I'm going to be saying. Vayedaber Moshe el Hashem lemor, and Moshe spoke to Hashem, saying, Yifkot Hashem Elokei Haruchos, Hashem shall appoint the God of all spirits, L'chol Basar, O God of all Ruach of Basar, of every living soul, Ish al Ha'eda, a man on the congregation. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to part with Eretz, with Bnei Yisrael, and he didn't want to leave his, so to say, flock without a shepherd, without a leader. So he asked Hashem to please choose an appropriate leader for Bnei Yisrael. Asher yetzei lifneihem, which he will be go out before them, v'asher yavo lifneihem, and which he will come with, before them, that go out before them in war and come back before them, leading them back from war. V'asher yotziyem, v'asher yivieim, and which he will go out and bring them back, v'losiyah adas Hashem, katzon asher ein lehem roeh. And it shall not be that the congregation of Hashem shall be like sheep without a shepherd. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem responded to Moshe, Kach lecha es Yehoshua ben Nun. Take for yourself Yehoshua ben Nun. Ish, a man, asher ruach bo, who has the appropriate spirit, v'samachta es yadcha olav, and you shall place your hand upon him to bless him. And so this is right away, what was the point over here? where Hashem said, Kach lechos Yeshua ben Nun. So Rashi explains, take him and put him in front of everyone so he will be able to speak while you are present. He shall speak while everyone sees the two of you up front. As quoting Rashi, Ten lo misurgaman, let him be a speaker, sheyidrash b'chayecha, that he will darshan and he'll expound Torah in your lifetime. Shelo yoymu alav, people shall not say, lo hayelo lahorim rosh b'mei Moshe, he would never have had the chutzpah to speak while Moshe was alive. So I want you to go ahead and put him in front of everyone to show everyone that it's with your permission you're acknowledging his position of leader. And at that time, what will you do? And you will place him before Allah Zahakayin and Vlifnei Kol Ha'eda, and in front of all of the congregation, V'tivisa Oysi Le'enehem, and you will charge him before their eyes. V'nasata Me'haitcha Olav, and you shall place from your beauty upon him, V'man Yishmu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, and all the Jewish people shall listen and reflect with respect to the things that he says. And again, Rashi explains what is the meaning of L'man Yishmu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. It means Sheyiyu Noagim Bo Kavod V'Yira K'derech Shenoagim B'cha, in order that they will show kavod to him and fear just the way they show it to you. And we know that from Chazal. Chazal tell us on this pasuk that the comparison of the two was Moshe Rabbeinu was compared to the sun, and Yehoshua was compared to the moon. As we know that the moon reflects the light of the sun, and therefore they will, when they see and hear Yehoshua ben Nun, after you pass away, they will have the same reverence and respect for him as they have had for you. And as the pasuk continues, V'lifnei Allah Zahakayin Yamed, and before Allah Zahakayin he shall stand, V'sho'alo b'mishpat ha'urim v'fnei Hashem, and he shall ask in judgment the Urim, that's the breastplate, before Hashem, al piv yesuv al piv yavo. Yeshua will confide with the Kayin Gadol Elazar and ask him to give him advice based on the Choshen's response, and you will do exactly according to his word. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito v'chol ha'edah, and all of the Jewish people will be with him, and the entire congregation. This is what Hashem has instructed Moshe. V'yas Moshe, and Moshe did kashetiva Hashem so, just as Hashem commanded him. Vayikach es Yehoshua, and he took Yehoshua, vayamidehu lefnei Allah ha'kayin, and he stood him before Allah ha'kayin, v'lefnei kol ha'eda, in front of the entire congregation. Vayismach es yadav olav, and he placed both of his hands upon him, vayitzazehu, and charged him. Kasher diber Hashem b'yad Moshe, just as Hashem spoke in the hand of Moshe. Now, there are a lot of interesting things that have taken place over here. First of all, it's important to understand that even though Moshe Rabbeinu is told to bless Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu controlled himself because he's disappointed. He's disappointed that his children were not chosen. As Rashi explains, Rashi says, when he heard about the laws of Nachlo, of the Nachlas Tzolofkad, that Tzolofkad, the daughters of Tzolofkad were going to get portions of Eretz Canaan. So right away, he thought of asking Hashem to now give his descendants, his children, leadership, and they will continue his leadership role. Well, Rashi says the following. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying to now Moshe, Lo kach olsa b'machshava lefonai. This has not come upon my thought, the thought that you wanted to make your children the next generation's leaders. Kedai hu Yehoshua, it's worthwhile that Yeshua litel schar, to take this reward, shemusho shelo mosh mitoch olel, because he was very diligent in serving you, and he didn't separate himself from the tent. He was constantly engaged in learning Torah. V'zeh she'amar Shlomo, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Notzer te'ena yochel pirya. The one who guards the te'ena, the figs, will eat her fruit. That's just a marshal, a parable. Who guards the Torah will eat and have the benefits of leading the generation with Torah. It's true that you wanted your children to carry on the legacy of leadership, but I am choosing Yehoshua ben Nun to be the appropriate leader because he has not separated himself from the tent. He was constantly willing and trying his hardest to be as close as possible to you, to learn every extra word that could possibly happen, possibly learn, and therefore he is the appropriate leader. He is prepared for leadership. He is the one who I am picking. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, there was a drop of disappointment. But this is where my Rebbe, Chaim Dov Keller Zitzal, in Sefer Chidechel, mentions, despite the fact that he was disappointed, and when Hashem says he wanted Moshe to bless Yehoshua by placing his hand, like the pasuk says, "V'samachta es yotcha alav," he knew the Ratzon Hashem was to pick Yehoshua and not his children, and therefore, what he responded was to put both of his hands on the head of Yehoshua, as the pasuk in pasuk Chav Gimel says, "V'yismach es yadav." Both of his hands upon his head, the head of Yeshua, and he commanded him and he charged him with the obligation of being the leader of the Jewish people. This is something that just shows Moshe Rabbeinu's submissiveness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's so very important. And to understand over here, this whole idea of how Yehoshua was chosen, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer on Chumash, mentions an interesting point. On the pasuk, Yehoshua ben Nun asher ruach bai, had a spirit v'samachtes yodcha olav, so he explains, bringing down Rashi, as Rashi says, Shalamrod Shakulam Yodim Shachma Vagatula Shal Yehoshua Hime HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Despite the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Yehoshua with the wisdom and they all know that it all came, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Ruhu B'Moshe. It was referred to Moshe, that Moshe is going to transfer the Kedusha to Yehoshua, even though the Moshe's knowledge and Moshe's greatness came from Hashem. So the Grand Reb Chaim Shmulevitz wondered, he asked the following question. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz itself wonders, Madua nitztava Moshe Rabbeinu lismach alav yadav? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu commanded to put his hands on Yehoshua's head? At the time when the Chochma and the greatness comes from Hashem. So it's not coming from Moshe, it's coming from Hashem. Ella says, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it's all, Shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehoroseinu. Hashem wanted to teach us, Shekach Derech Mesiras HaTorah. This is the path of giving over Torah from generation to generation. As we say in our popular vernacular, this is called Mesorah, tradition. Omnam, Hashem yiten chachma. It's true Hashem gives chachma, mipiv das zuna, and from his mouth comes understanding and knowledge. It's true. V'chol Talmud Chochem sheyoshev v'shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev kinagdo. Any Talmud Chochem who is sitting and learning Torah diligently, Hashem is really beside him, v'korei v'shona imo. And Hashem is like his partner learning Torah with him. And that's a quote from Tana Debe of Yehu Rabbah. V'im kol zeis, and that nevertheless, we know that even though it's Hashem giving them the Torah, we have to know that Umesiras HaTorah he may rav le Talmud. The way Torah is given is from a Rebbe to a Talmud. Hochel mi Moshe, it starts from Moshe. Moshe kibul Torah mi Sinai umesorah le Yeshua, and it is transferred to Yeshua. This is Mesorah, and therefore, this, what we are talking about today, we are talking about the whole concept of Torah being given over by a leader who is immersed completely in Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu was immersed completely in Torah, and he gave it over to Yeshua, and then Yeshua then had to teach the Torah as he was instructed. And in later generations, he then gives it over to the next generation. And as we know from Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibul Torah meSinai, u'maseru leYeshua, v'Yeshua leZakenim, v'Zakenim leNaviim, and v'Naviim leAnshei Knesset HaGdolah. It was a Mesorah. This is how the Torah was given. It was given by the great, or the greatest, of the person in the generation who was completely immersed in Torah. And this is how leadership is chosen by Hashem. Shows us you pick someone who is sitting and learning constantly, day and night, and then he is worthy of giving the Torah to another generation. Because if you are a Talmud, then you could become a Rebbe. Yeshua was a Talmud, and he later became the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So now, it's very interesting to note that twice the name, when Yeshua is referred to, it's referred to the title Ish. In Pasuk Tezayin, it says, Yifkod Hashem, Elokei Haruchos L'chol Basa, Hashem should choose the God of all spirits, of all living creatures, Ish Al Ha'eda, a man on the Eda, on the community. And two psukim later, he repeats it another time, the word ish. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem says to Moshe, Kach lecha es Yoshua ben Nun, take Yoshua ben Nun, ish, the man, asher ruach bo, has a spirit in him, v'samachta es yotcha olav, and you shall place your hands upon him. The concept of ish is a title that is given with respect and reverence. And on that note of the title, when Moshe requested that he wanted an ish to be chosen by Hashem, Hashem responded by saying, I'm going to choose an ish. Kach lecha es Yeshua ben nun ish, asher ruach bo, which he has a spirit in him. And this concept of choosing a man who has an ish, Rav Yosef Leib Bracht tells the Rav in the Sefer Shiuri Das, has a marvelous point to bring out what does that mean to understand leadership. What does it mean to be a man? What is that referring to? Well, he refers to a famous story that has to do with David HaMelech. There's a famous story of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is instructed, he calls over his son Shlomo HaMelech, and he tells Shlomo HaMelech and the following thing. He says, and I'm quoting actually Malachim Perek Beis, Malachim Aleph Perek Beis, you can look it up if you wish, as it says the following. I want to read you a very important piece that everything will fit into place. Vayikrevu Yemei David Lamus, and the days of David was coming close to passing away. Vayetzav es Shlomo beno lemar, and he commanded his son Shlomo, saying, Anochi holech bederech kol haoretz, I am going to go in the way of all people who live in this world. Vechazakta, and you shall strengthen yourself. Vehoyisa leish, and you shall be a man. What does that mean? Next pasuk. V'shamarta es mishmeres Hashem Elokecha. You shall guard the ways of Hashem your God. L'aleches bidrochav, to go in his ways. Lishma chukosav, to guard his chukim, his statutes. Mitzvosav, his commandments. U'mishpatov, and his laws. V'edosav, and his testimonies. Chakosu b'soras Moshe, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Laman taskel, in order that you will be wise and understand, es kolashe tasa, that you are to do, ve'es kolashe tifnasham, and everything that you will turn to will be al derech Torah. And I'm going to skip a little bit to another part, another pasuk or two. And now he's commanding, right now, he's on his deathbed, he is commanding his son Shlomo. V'gamata yodata, you are to know. Es asha osa li Yoav ben Tzruya, what Yoav ben Tzruya has done to me, asha osa, which he has done, l'shnei sarei tzivos Yisrael, has done to the two great leaders, warriors, which are the two, La'avda Bener, to Avda Bener, V'la'amosa Ben Yeser, V'yaragim, and he killed them, V'yasim Demei Melchama B'Shalom, and he put on them the blood of war when it was peaceful times. We're not going into the history, but it was a terrible story that Yoav killed these two great leaders. There was a bit of jealousy over here, and he was afraid that he was going to lose his position of of the general in charge of David HaMelech's army. And therefore, as a result, he killed these two warriors. And David HaMelech is saying on his deathbed, don't forget to take care of these two people. I want them to be punished, and they shall not go into their grave in peace. V'asisa, and you shall do kichachmasecha, according to your wisdom, for those seveit sevaso b'shalom sheol, and they shall not go down in their grave in their old age in peace. And next, he tells of another punishment to a person who cursed him in public. V'hine imcha Shimi ben Gera, Shimi ben Gera ben Hayimini mi bachurim v'hu kilerani klola nimretzes. He cursed me with a terrible, terrible, formidable curse. B'yom lechti mechanoyim. When I was fleeing, when I was not at peace, I was in danger myself. V'hu yara likrasi hayarden, and he came down to the yarden, and I promised him I will not hurt him. V'ashava lo b'ashem lema im amischa b'chorev. I will not kill him. But he is not to be free. He is to be punished. So the Alter Rav, the Tels Rav, explains over here, this is so hard to believe. Here's a man about to pass away. On his deathbed, when he already sees life leaving him, where this at this moment he should be full of compassion and kindness. At this time, he should be willing to forgive and forgo. At this time, he should not be so stern and so strict. Yet David HaMelech was not that way. It's just hard to believe. How come he acted this way? Says the Tels Rav, and I'll read you what he says in the Sefer Shiurei Das. Kol Bar Das, every understanding person, Yavin will understand. This command that David HaMelech commanded Shlomo HaMelech, lo mi regesh nakom v'sina boy, did not come from the source of sina or nekama, revenge. It came from the chachma of being medaktek in mishpat, in keeping Klal Yisrael in line with justice. And therefore, as a king, he's a king to the very last moment he breathes. And therefore, he has to be medaktek in mishpat. And therefore, he has to exercise judgment. And therefore, Melech Kadosh Zeh Matzo V'Nochem V'Nochot. This holy king found it necessary to exercise justice and punishment because these people are not to get away with it. She'osei hara yikablu es gemulam kefi rashatam. Those people who do harm are to be punished for their evil and their wickedness. Mishpat tzedek tzorech le'ha'os. Mishpat tzedek, a righteous judgment, has to be executed. Tikein ha'olam doresh, he is seeking the perfection of the world. She'yiskayim ha'olam al mechono, in order that the world shall stand firm and in its place. David HaMelech is David HaMelech to the last breath. Normal person would not have done any of this. They would have looked away. They would be thinking of other things such as their possessions, their wealth, what other monies they have to sort out and divide. This is not what David HaMelech has done. He told Shlomo HaMelech to act as an ish. This is called a David HaMelech. He told them, V'yayisa le'ish. You want to be a leader? Then you have to do what I tell you to do. You have to exercise justice all the time till the last moment you live. That's it. And we know this from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the very last Mishnah in Perek Aleph, where the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Ashloisha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam, on three things the world exists on, Al Emes Din V'Shalom, on truth, on din, on judgment, and on peace. If there's Emes, then there has to be judgment. And if there is judgment, there will be peace. And therefore, this is what Shlomo HaMelech has instructed his son Shlomo to be an ish. So now, after I have brought down the Telzer Rav's explanation of what Shlomo HaMelech charged his son, as David HaMelech charged his son, Shlomo HaMelech, to be an ish, we have now a deeper understanding of what Moshe Rabbeinu meant and what Hashem meant. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, please Hashem, I want an ish al ha'edah, I want a man al ha'edah, a man who's not, doesn't swerve from the truth, a man who is strong with his justice. Hashem responded, Kach lecha es Yeshua ben Nun. Take Yeshua ben Nun. Ish, a man, asher ruach bo, where the spirit is in him. This is true leadership. This is how Hashem chooses leaders. When the person who is steeped in tremendous amount of Torah and Yirah Shemayim, he becomes a candidate of leading Klal Yisrael, and this is the role model that Klal Yisrael has had throughout all the generations. A person who is enveloped in Torah and Yirah Shemayim, who is completely steeped in Torah and Yirah Shemayim, who does not have to go for a poll who would be interested in voting him to be a Gadol B'Yisrael. A Gadol B'Yisrael throughout every generation never was chosen by lottery or was never chosen by a committee. A Gadol B'Yisrael was chosen by his mere greatness, by being made, making himself available for his entire community, for the entire Jewish people. A Gadol B'Yisrael is a person who does not look for cover. I remember the story, I must have said it before, when the Chofetz Chaim was asked to speak at the first Knesset Gedola at the beginning of the 1900s, and he got up, and he, with his little cap, if you know, he didn't wear anything fancy, this very short, humble Jew gets up to speak. At the time, there was a whole table of journalists, some Jewish and some not Jewish, were writing up because this was a very big event, and they wanted to write and report what this whole Jewish event was about. This was news. And they look at this, he is the leader of the Jewish people, and he start to speak. And they smirk to themselves, no one can hear him. This is the greatest Jew in the world. Where is the oratory perfection, his skills. This is the leader. And at that time, we know I forget the name of the person who is the forerunner of the Siyam Hashas. This skips my mind right now. Everybody knows, right? Knows the name of the one who put together the Siyam Hashas, who introduced the Siyam Hashas. So he was right next to the Chofetz Chaim, and he got up in front of the crowd and said, "I'll tell you what the Chofetz Chaim said." The Chofetz Chaim was saying, "Why me? Why me? Why are they choosing me to speak? Are they choosing me to speak because I'm a Kohen? I'm not responsible for that. My father's responsible for being a Kohen, not me. That's not why I should be picked. Is it because I learned Torah? Oy vey, how little Torah I know. Oy vey, why am I being picked for this reason?" And everybody is hearing him cry when he's saying, "Why me? Why me?" Our leaders were humble people. They were giants of the spirit. These were people who were not elected by the polls. They were not elected by lottery. They were not elected by ballots. These were people who were made leaders by themselves, sitting and learning day and night. And they were the ones to carry over the Mesorah. They were the ones that instructed Torah to the next generation. And we, till today, we look up to our leaders who are Gedolei Torah, who are immersed in Torah. These are our leaders, and this is what gives them their credentials, that they sit and learn. And for that matter, if they sit and learn, then we are told, like the Tanit Be'elio, that Hashem is learning with them. And therefore, we have to understand that this is how leaders are being picked. This is how Hashem picks a leader. And having said all this, we should have now a better understanding of what Shlomo HaMelech says. Notza te'ena yochal piria. The one who guards the figs shall eat from its fruit. That's a mashal to Torah. Who is the one who can be a leader? The one who guards the figs. The one who guards the Torah. The one who gives himself up for the Torah, who gives himself up to lead the community of Torah. And that's the leader of the Jewish people. So we have to take this carefully to know that when we see and hear about other leaders, and we know of other Jewish leaders that don't fall into this particular category, we got to be very careful on what we hear them say and what we accept from them. Because we know that the leadership from those who are reform and conservative are not those leaders that we're talking about. We're talking about leaders who are the leaders of Torah, those today who are the leaders like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The leaders today are the Rosh Yeshivas who are learning day and night. These are our leaders. And of course, the leaders today can't compare in greatness to the leaders of old, but they were invested with the leadership qualities of doing their part as best as they can. And because they do it with their heart and soul, they have earned the right and the respect to lead the Jewish people al pi derech haTorah until one day we will be able to greet Mashiach, all of us together, B'mehirah v'yameinu, amen. Have a great week. Be well.